Today. Chamai, today is August 8th, 2005. We are having a meeting about the Kodiak Alutiiq Language Conversational Phrasebook with Audio CD. So what we wanted to do today was go over the contents of the phrasebook with some of our fluent speakers who are present and see if they have any feedback, anything that they'd really like us to have sentences about. We have a lot of different topics in here, and it'll probably take more than just today to go through all of the contents because it's getting to be kind of big. Right now it's 26 pages worth of writing. And then what we're going to do after all of the elders who are here in Kodiak, all of the masters, after they go through the contents and approve them, then we're going to start making recordings with all of the masters. We're going to try really hard to get the variants, like if a Fognak says it one way and Akiak says it a different way, we'll try to get both elders, you know, one from each area to record it. And then I'll work on getting it all edited together. And in the end, we will have a phrase book and then also a little CD that goes with it so people can purchase it at cost in the store, and they'll be able to use it for learning Alutiiq. It'll also be available for all the masters and apprentices to use. Does anyone have any questions about how the project is going or any more about it, why we're doing it? Anything like that? For your information, this is also part of my master's project. Instead of a thesis, I decided to do something that was actually applied and could be used by the community instead of just writing up a report about, you know, what's happening here. Although that's also very interesting. I thought because we have such a demand for products and materials on the Alutiiq language, I thought this might fill a need. So that's one of the reasons I'm doing it. Okay, so I guess we can get started. As you can see, the table of contents right now, none of the pages are really listed. And the tracks, those will be assigned after I get the CD all written. The same things with the acknowledgments, methodology, and forward on the first page. All those are going to be much more extensive. Right now, I'm just kind of taking notes when I think of something I want to include in that section. For the sounds of Alutiiq, which is kind of the first section on the language, I'm using all of the, which I'm looking at page 3 right now, I'm using all the exact same words as the alphabet poster, and I did that because I had specific requests from people, because they didn't know how to say those words, and although the words were on the CD-ROM, if people didn't have the CD-ROM or didn't have a computer, then they wouldn't know how to say them. And so that's why we chose to use those exact same words. How does that sound to you, Dennis?
Exactly. What kind of words are you talking about?
You know the ones on that, you know that alphabet poster we made a while back with all the pictures on it? We're using all those same words to show people how to make the sounds of the alphabet. And this will be good for both elders and people who are learning because some of the elders want to learn about the alphabet too. So that's what I want to know. So basically, we're just going to have somebody that's, one of the elders that's comfortable with it. They'll say, you know, maybe, I think Florence might be comfortable doing this. She'd say, ah, and then alachnak, and then ch, and chudak. So they could hear both the sound of the letter and then also the sound of the word. Because sometimes if you say the whole word, if the letter is in the middle, you might not be sure what letter they're talking about in that one. So that's it on that section. It's pretty straightforward. By the way, if anybody, I'm going to be letting all the apprentices here today take their copies of the most current draft. If when you're talking to any of your masters, if they tell you about a variant of something, or if it's very obvious I've spelled something wrong, like if I've gotten some letters accidentally switched around, please let me know. That way I can be sure that everything is as correct as possible. Because at this point, now that I've got like 500 different entries in here, it's very possible that I could come up with something misspelled or leave out a really important variant or something like that. We're not going to make an attempt to get every single variant because then it would make it too much work and we wouldn't be able to get the product out in a timely manner. Another thing that I'm doing, which I forgot to mention, is I'm going to be having Dr. Jeff Lear look at all the spellings because he is obviously the most proficient at spelling it right. Okay, so let's go first to the common expressions. I have chamai. My next one is aya. That's a good one. kunu gamkin. Chistunchit, or chistunchit, how are you? Are you good? Azechtunka? Chistunchit. Do you say it differently?
How are you? You are here.
You are here? Oh, itchit. Oh, so you're like, how are you here? That's a good literal translation. I am good azichtwa or azichtwa and azichtwanga. Mm-hmm. That's another thing I'm going to try to do occasionally, but not throughout the entire book. Because the twa is the shortened ending, the twanga is the more formal. So I'm not going to, you know, do twa and twanga every single time it's possible, because that way, you know, you'd just be doing too much duplicate work. So occasionally I'll do the twa or I'll do the twanga. But I'm not every single time going to do both, because then it would just get a little bit too cumbersome. The next one is either how is Bob or where is Bob? Imami Bob. And the next one is where is Bob? Namami Bob. Azichtuk? Ka? Okay. Yes, ah. No, kanga. Thank you, kuyana. Thank you very much. It was nothing. Chaneduk. Oh, and actually, I had somebody say something about this translation over at the language camp. Kuyaneduk. It's nothing to be thankful for. Could you say it in a nicer way? Like, you don't have to thank me? Would that be a good translation? Kuyaneduk. Mm-hmm. How would you say that in English, Dennis?
In English?
Yeah. If I said, what does kuya
need? No thanks.
No,
thanks.
Thanks. No need for thanks, maybe? No need for thanks. Okay. Nushnikmin ach gudach twa. I'm going to go to the bathroom.
See that twa is you.
Mm-hmm. And then...
And where you said it here, it was... How do you say it here?
Twanga.
Oh yeah, twanga is you too.
Yeah. So I was saying sometimes I'll say twanga, sometimes I'll say twa, but I won't, you know, do both every single time. Because then it would be too much work. Okay. How do things sound to you so far, Phyllis? Okay, Koyana. Nama Nuznik. Or Nama Anachwik. Either one, I'm not going to explain why.
Ahusna Nusnikman.
Ahusna Nusnikman.
Natuakanani Nusnik. In the hallway, someplace.
How do you say it? Itwikmiatuk Asak. Yeah, place to come in or something like that.
Itahwik is a door. So you're going in the door.
It's out there in the door.
Den or something.
Like a tunnel when you come into the chikluak or something. Okay. What are you doing today? Chalit. Achnachbak. Chalit. Do you recognize that one? Okay. Get away from here. Awa magen. Or awa magen. That's a variation I heard from Nick.
You get mad, you say awashka.
Awashka?
Awashka Nick.
Where's Nick?
Nick is at a doctor's appointment this afternoon. He might be here later.
He's okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just to check out. Okay, so stop it. Tawahuk. What are you doing? Kayumipit. What's the matter with you? Kayusupit. Okay. Let's go or go on. Kida. Do you know any other translations for kida? What, like what it would mean in English?
Kida gulinuk or kida lech.
Yeah, like come on, kind of. Okay. So let's go. Yeah, let's go, I guess works. Shall we go? Kidaka? Is that it then or enough, huh? Awaka? Oh, and then some people say awaika, right? Do you say awaika?
Awaika.
Now enough?
Enough. Did I miss that one?
No.
Oh.
Now, is that awaika, now enough?
That sounds better.
Uh-huh. You like awaka?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Didn't that sound better to you?
I heard that might be something we only say. I heard on the mainland they always say awaika. And then here on Kodiak we say awaka.
That's why I always tell my students. They're saying words, but they're...
Just a little different way of saying it. Cert. Okay. Vasilisa?
Kaya.
Nukniska yuhtutin? Okay, the next one is let's see. Adak. Do you have anything else that you'd say for let's see?
Adak.
Like someone's got something and you're like, you want to see it?
Tang-tsu.
Like, let me see it.
Tang-tsu.
Spell su. S-G-U. Tang-tsu, I think, is T-A-N-G-Q. T-A-N-G-Q apostrophe R T-S-G-U.
T-A-N-G-Q
apostrophe R T-S-G-U.
T-S-G-U. Well, I've had the first part spelled right.
Well, I'm not even sure if I spelled it right. I'm just
see it.
Yeah, or, yeah, like, let me see it, I think is...
Let me see it.
Yeah. So adak is kind of a shortened, just let's see, and then tang tzu is let me see it. The next one, poor thing, ein washak.
That's where it is, huh?
That could be ein washak.
How nice, ein yak. Or how good, or how delicious. You could use it for lots of different... purposes. Okay.
When I was growing up, we used to hear binyashka.
Binyashka.
Poor baby.
Oh. It sounds kind of Russian.
It does. Binyashka.
Binyashka.
Binyashka, that's Russian.
It is Russian.
They say, Angwatak binyashka.
Yeah.
Mrs. Nelson used to.
Okay.
Okay. I don't know, nashuaka. I'm regretful, sorry, or wish I hadn't done it. Kingunin nachtwa. Kingunin nachtwa. And I heard that that means something like I'm like a worm, or it has something to do with a worm or something. Kinguk?
Kinguk, yeah.
So it's kind of like, but I also heard that it's not necessarily like, I'm sorry I did something wrong. It might just be I'm sorry I even went there, mm-hmm. or I'm sorry I even, like, I regret having even gone to the bar last night or something. Not me, someone else. So that one has a lot. It's hard to explain in English what it means, because in English when you say I'm sorry, it always means you feel at fault.
Right.
But in Aleutic, it's not necessarily like you feel at fault, because maybe you went there and it was raining, and then and that's why you feel sorry that you went or something. So,
could you pronounce it again?
Kinguni Nachtwa.
Kinguni Nachtwa.
Kinguni Nachtwa. I'm sleepy. Kawachnihwa. Kawachnihwa. Okay, I did have it right. I thought I had it misspelled. Kawachnihwa. I'm sleepy. Okay. What time is it? Kochjina koche or kochjina kochdaki? Is there any other way to ask what time it is?
It's probably way, I think, unless from.
Just miko.
Kochjina kochdaku. Kochjina kocha.
Kochdaku. Okay, so you could say kochjina koche, kochjina kochdaki. Or kochjina kochdahu.
Kochjina kochda.
Kochda. Okay, that's like four different ways. Okay, very good. The next one is I'll see you sometime. Dank chikamkin chamigu. I'll see you tomorrow. Unwaku dank chikamkin. Or dank chikakin. Okay, I'll see you after a while. Dank chikamkin adaku or adakuku. I'll see you all in the morning. Unwami dank chikamchi. So far, so good, huh? come right away. Pianik teikina. And hot, aba. Okay, the next section is introductions and family.
Ukwa.
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 I burned myself.
Oh, ukwa. Oh, well, that would go under the good. That would go good under the health section, because I have a headache. I cut myself. Remind me when we get there to add it in, okay? Ukwa. That's hard to say.
Ukwa.
Because it almost sounds like ukwa, like a daughter-in-law.
It's ukwa.
Ukwa. Ukwa.
Ukwa. Ukwa.
Ukwa.
Your mouth vibrates. Your top of your mouth vibrates.
Ukwa. You have to get a little bit of spit going for that one. Ukwa. Ukwa. How's that? Better? I'll have to practice. Okay, so introductions and family. So in this section, I'm going to have all of the names for different family members, and then also how to introduce yourself and stuff like that. So for family, I have ila, family.
Ilaka.
Ilanga.
That would be my family.
Ilanga.
Ilanga. We probably should say my family as well, because you never really say just family.
My family.
Ilanga. For mother, anak or mama. For father, dadak. For son, awakudak. Daughter, paniak. Younger sibling, uyuak. Mm-hmm. Older brother, anngak or aningak?
Aningaka.
Aningaka or aningaka. Older sister, alkak?
What?
Alkak, older sister? Like
alkak.
Alkak. Cousin, iluak?
Iluaka.
Grandmother, umma? Grandfather, appa. Your aunt on your mother's side, anana. Your aunt on your father's side, accha or achak.
Accha.
Your uncle on your mom's side, anga or angak. Wait, no, sorry. Anga or angak.
Anga.
Anga.
Wow.
Okay. your uncle on your father's side, Atta or Atadak?
Those are new ones to me.
Oh, okay.
Atta.
You'd say Atta? Okay. These ones I mostly get out of the dictionary, so I have to double check them. Daughter-in-law, Upwa.
Upwa.
Son-in-law, Nengowak. Nengowak. Orphan, Siak.
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 So that
so
means
L-L-I-Y-A apostrophe A-Q, or it might be A-A. Let me look in the dictionary.
Oh, and he don't have no parents or relatives here.
Orphan. I don't see it in here. Well, it's at least A apostrophe A. It might be AA apostrophe A instead of this shortened one I had.
What are you looking at?
Orphan. So it's Shiak instead of Shiak.
Two A.
Yeah. Siak. And it's kind of two syllables, so it has an apostrophe, I think. Okay. I am Florence. Hui Florence. I wonder who I'll get to record that one. My name is April. Atka April. Although I'll probably change the name on that because I'm not going to record myself. So.
What would you call Florence in Aleut?
Florence Atka.
I think
she's gone, Lori.
Felicia.
When will she be back?
Felicia.
Felicia?
I'm going down at the wait room.
Yeah, it might be. Well, if it was like Florence's something, it would be Florence Hum, whatever. Okay. My family are Karluk people. Ilanka Kalukhmiut or Ilanka Kalukhmiwat. My family are Akyak people and white people. Ilanka Kasukwahmiwat Chali Merkansat.
Merkansat is white.
I thought it was Americans because that's what the word is based on, but it means just white.
Merkansat.
Merkansat.
That's a Russian name, isn't it?
Yeah.
Russian way of saying it?
Mm-hmm.
Because it has the R in there.
I was born in Kodiak, Sunnami Sushyanga. I live in Kodiak, Sunnami Etahtwa.
Etahtwa.
We live in Old Harbor, Nunyami Etahtugut. I have two older sisters, Maluhnak Alkanktwa. I have three younger siblings, Pingayunuk Uyuwanktwa. And notice that kh suffix, that means to have. Their names are Susan, Terry, and Spiridon.
Oh, cute.
Atreit, Susan, Terry, Chali, Spiridon. I'm going to get everyone's name in here by the end. His or her name is Sam, Atra Sam.
Simeon.
Simeon? Is that the Russian way to say Sam?
Something like that. Sam Simeon.
I have a lot of family. Ilachtunga or Amleskamak Ilangtwa. How would you say it, Phyllis?
I would say it Ilangamlachtutamini.
You have a lot of family here?
All over.
Oh, all over. All over. My mom was born in a Fognak, Mamaka Ahwanachmi Sushya, or Anaka Ahwanachmi Sushya. My mother died early, Anaka Tukungishya. What does that mean to you, Phyllis? Tukungishya.
Tukungishya. Died early.
Okay, good.
Tunihadi.
My dad was born in Uzinki. Dadaka Usinkami Sushya. Or Adaka Usingami Suhya. And I should capitalize it in there. My daughter lives in Anchorage. Paniaka Anchorage me Adachto.
Kijahuikmi.
Kijahuikmi. That would work too. Kijahuikmi, place to anchor. My son always works in Adak. Awakudaka Adak me Puktachtuk. My husband came from down south. Wika Chamakan Te Mok.
Chamakan Teskia.
Teskia. So Te Mok means he comes from?
Te Mok, where he was born.
Oh, okay. So my husband, if I said Chamakan Te Mok, that means they were born there?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Mark and Teo is coming from Mountain State.
Okay. Very good. My wife is Mary. Nulicha Mary. An adopted one raised as your own. Pilingwak. Mm-hmm. I will adopt her and raise her as my own. Pilingwak Chicago. I think I'm going to move that Pilingwak over to by orphan, though, because it's kind of on the by itself right there. Because I have like the whole list over there, and then I just kind of have that one word on its own. Okay. The next section is visiting. So my first word or sentence is Itcha, come in. And then another one that I heard out at language camp was Kia Wahludin, like come on in over here. I thought you were dead. Tukuyuk Gungin. It's been so long since I saw you, I almost didn't recognize you. Kanginuk Tanghamkin Lidakwayanidakin? Lidakwayanidakin.
Lidakwayanidakin.
Lidaknidamkin.
Lidaknidamkin. I didn't recognize you. How do you say it, Phyllis?
Lidakwayanidakin. Us from home. And he say it from his home.
Yeah, well, obviously we won't be recording me saying that because I still can't see it. Okay. So the next one is sit down sweetly. Akumsa. Have you been well? Chachit kochtuden? Yes, I have been well. Ah, chachit kochtianga.
Chit kochtianga.
Chachit kochtianga. And what does that koch part mean?
Kochchi. Kochchi.
Chachit.
Or chachitwa.
Chachit.
Yeah, the next one is chachit kochtwa. So it could be chachit.
Chachit kochtwa.
Okay. I'll have to look into that koch part, figure out what that means.
Is it chachit kochtuden? Okay.
Yeah, and I had that koch suffix in the next two entries as well, but I'm not sure what it means yet, so I have to, when I talk with Nick and Florence, I'll figure out why we used it.
Okay.
It might just be an optional thing that's not necessary. So what's the difference between chachituden and chachikoh?
Sounds like you're kind of feeling sorry for
Oh, maybe that's why.
Okay.
I woke up on the wrong side of the bed. Ugh, sweet danga.
So how are you breaking that one word down into all of those?
I don't know. I wow. was asking that. So what is ugh?
Which one's that?
Ugh, sweet danga.
You get out of the wrong side of the bed.
How do you get it all out of this one word? How does all of that come out of that?
Seems, sound like it's not in, it's all not in there.
So what does, Phyllis, what does uchsuitanga mean?
Uchsuitanga, otherwise it's, you don't feel good.
Like you woke up not feeling well, yeah, or not, like kind of grumpy today.
Yeah.
So maybe it's like not having slept, mm-hmm, or I didn't wake right, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't wake right today.
So you got, wow, that's amazing.
So maybe we'll put on the wrong side of the bed in quotations, because it's not literally on the wrong side of the bed. It's just kind of wake
that's
up feeling grumpy.
What you mean.
Yeah. So in Alutiiq, they must... on the other side of the bed. Better hope it's not against the wall.
Some people are sick, pretty ill. You're staying with them. And that other person asks you, kaya da unwa pa. Asi benito. It's not doing good. How did you say that?
Uchsuitanga.
Uchsuita unwa pa. It's not really doing good this morning when you go see the person is sick. You know.
So it's a word that there is in Alutiiq, but there's not really a word for it.
Yeah, she's pretty ill, the one the people are sick, or
tangakpagagdun.
Ay?
Tangakpagagdun,
yeah.
Oh, I am depressed. I am depressed.
That's kulmwagdun.
That's kulmwagdun. Yeah.
I do have that one in there, just in case someone needs to say it.
I didn't know how to say that. Now I understand what you said.
Mm-hmm. Okay, my next word is ima suchtua. What does that mean to you?
Ima suchtua.
Ima suchtua.
I'm depressed or lonely. Yeah. Phyllis, to you, does it mean more depressed or more lonely?
He must do it. What?
It seems like you lonely, or you don't got nothing to do.
Like bored, yeah. Depressed, lonely, and bored.
Yeah.
Bored.
You're bored.
And you're in earnest. Have you ever been lonely?
Don't sing.
Today, now I'm really masuk the weather.
Oh. Yeah, and they say about this weather, imasuk nachto kami. It's kind of makes you feel that way outside.
Umbakahto.
Uchnukach. Wait. How do you say fall?
Uchnukach.
Uchnukach kudachto.
Only until tomorrow.
Let's keep our fingers
crossed.
I was teaching the people downstairs today. Kituk, kituk, awa magen. Angits hu adakuku huankuda wam yuhtugut. But they didn't like it when I said come back after a while. They said, no, don't come back after a while. Okay, so my next one is ima ilatin.
How are your friends? I mean, how are your...
How are your family?
Even
though
family?
Literally it
how
means where,
family, yeah.
Right? It kind of means where or how.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But you usually, when you say it, you're asking about them, so you're asking how they are. Okay. Ilanka azichtut. Wika kumchtuk paniyaka kumichtuk. Did I say it right?
To me, yeah.
Okay. I was trying to show the difference between the two words, kumchtuk and kumichtuk.
Kumichtuk. What's kumichtuk?
Kumichtuk.
What did do you?
It means like hiding something under their clothes or packing something, right? Like literally is what it, that's what it means.
With the pregnant?
Yeah.
Kumichtuk.
It means they're, what does it mean? They're
pregnant.
Yeah. But I've heard that the, I mean, they use that for pregnant, but it literally means like you're packing something under your clothes. Because they never say it out right. Unless they say Chachliankudachtuk, they're going to have a baby. Okay. Do you want tea? Chayuch yuchdunka.
Chayuch yuchdunka. Chayuch yuch.
So chayuk, that's the chai. You want to is you, and then ka, yes or no?
Oh, you just spit that out so easy.
Do you want coffee? Kufiach yuchtun ka.
So that's the you again. Want.
And then also you could say kuchiach yuchtun, right? That's another variation I should put in there.
Kufiacha. Or kufiacha.
Of course, this is all just coming right to you.
I'm remembering a lot of this from my grandma. But it's nice seeing it for the first time in print.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, little lights
it's gonna,
going on.
I think it'll help a lot of people that already know the words that I just haven't seen them too.
But my youth, I finally found out where that
youth
is.
You know what, that, but that whole thing is coffee, kyuf.
Kufiach is coffee, so the word ends in the R. That's where the split is. And you want
tutun.
Yes.
You.
You. Yeah, and if you, if everyone was here, kufiach tutun. Kufiach yuch tutji. Do you all want coffee?
Ka is just the question.
Yeah. Okay. My kettle doesn't whistle, its whistler is broken. Cheinika kukumiach tanituk. Kukumiacha. Kupachnok.
So then you should say you need to buy a new one.
Yes. Or have some coffee. Forget the job.
Make some cowboy coffee.
Yeah. Wow.
Our next word is chalika. Do you want more? Do you want some fry bread? Ala tich yuchtuten, or ala tich yuchtuten? Okay. I am like a pig, I eat a lot. Hui sitin katstun, nuch yachtutachtwa.
Can we actually say stuff like that?
Or you could just say nunach tu.
Nunach tu tachtua. Yeah, you could leave the I'm like a pig off and just say I eat a lot. But this, you know, you're sitting around with your friends. I was trying to come up with some funny your food tastes good. Nuk gaten piduch nicht tut.
Piduch nicht tut.
Piduch nicht tut.
Gaten penach nicht tut.
Piduch nicht tut.
Piduch.
Two vowels, remember?
Your food? Okay. It looks delicious. Uklinachtuk.
Uklinachtuk.
Phyllis, could you say it for me? It looks delicious.
Uklinachtuk.
So how's it spelled?
I'm not sure if it's supposed to be
either
a
way,
or
uklinachtuk or
uklinachtuk.
Either one.
The E becomes an I?
It might.
Okay.
It, or it might just be a dialectical difference. So I have to ask around. I marked
okay.
it.
No matter. Uklinachtuk
or uklinachtuk. Okay.
There is no man.
This is one that Nick thought of.
Oh, honestly.
Al kakam nukke kum suhnach dud chakit isin. Al kakam nukke kum suhnach dud chakit isin.
Al kakam.
My older sister's food. Al kakam nukke kum suhnach dud chakit isin.
Or you could you put my wife's or my husband's?
Yeah. You just have to replace al kakam with weekum or
weekum.
You're ugly.
Weekum.
Ugly. You're ugly.
Ugly.
No.
Ugly, scary. Kumsukunak suit is like. Yeah, looks frightful.
Okay. Well, we won't be using that much.
Okay, the next one is Anau Duden.
Too much.
You're too much?
Anau Duden.
Anau Duden. You make me laugh. Unlach stachpana. Unlach stachpana. That's kind of like
Which page are you on now?
Number 9. There we are, right here.
I could see sometimes and sometimes I can't.
Well, it's good since you can't see it, then I can test out words on you and I know you're not cheating. Because like, unglachduk is he's laughing.
Right.
So unglachtstach is makes
make
somebody
laugh,
blank,
right?
And then punga is you to me.
Unglachtstach.
So it's unglachtstach punga.
Unglachtstach
punga. Unglachtstach punga.
That's something that's hard.
Yeah, but like it on unglachtstach.
Would that be smiling?
Or you make me happy.
That's atuchostachpanga. Yeah, so it's the same pattern.
Siluchtstachpanga,
you make me proud and happy.
Mm-hmm. We'll be singing here in a minute.
Talumagan, talumok.
Tumanagok.
Okay, I'll see you tomorrow. Unwaku dankjikamken. Oh, see, look at this. I put the elutic first. If you see anywhere the elutic is first, you have to tell me.
Okay, we were just going to say that.
Because usually when I write stuff down in my notebook, I'm always writing the elutic first and then the translation. But on here, I'm doing the English first because when I do the CD, I'm going to say it in English and then have the master say it in elutic. That way, whoever's listening, they'll know what to expect, you know, before they hear it. Because if they hear it in elutic, they might already forget what it sounded like by the time they figure out what they said. So that's why I've decided to do it that way. Well, hopefully that'll work. Because I've seen some other ones where they only have the native language, but then I figured people wouldn't be able to use it while they're doing housework or driving in their car because they'd have one hand, you know, with a little booklet and one driving. It's not working. It's not safe. Okay. I'll see you tonight. Akwaku dank jikamkin.
Akwaku.
And see, that's an interesting word to me because akwak is last night, so akwaku is tonight. And usually, you know, ochanachbak is today. So usually that ku is for the, you know, next one that's coming up, and the reason it's ku here is because the night hasn't come yet. I don't know why. But it's akwaku.
Akwaku. You could just remember, akwaku, I'll see you.
Akwaku, I'll see you.
Akwaku, tangchikamka.
Thank you for coming, Kuyana Teludin. Thank you, too, for coming.
That's when you make a date. When you make a date.
How do you say at the movies? Akwaku dank chikamkin patrida pedas gach with me.
the movie?
At the pictures,
just at the picture.
The moving pictures place. See, I just like to make up all sorts of words. Thank you too for coming, Kuyana Teilutuk. Thank you all for coming, Kuyana Teiluchi. Some of these are kind of easy for us, but that's because
we've heard them so much.
Yeah, we've been hearing them. Afognak, Achwanak, Akiak, Kasupkwak, Eagle Harbor, Ichak. Do you recognize that one, Phyllis?
Eagle Harbor is the... I don't know how they call it in here. We used to call it.
I'll put a star by. I'll ask Mary because she, her family is from there. Kaguya.
Sounds more like Kumariam Nunni.
Eagle Harbor. Kangiak. Karluk. Kaluk. Kodiak City. Shunak. Kodiak Island, Kiktak, Larson Bay, Uyakshak, Little Afognak, Ichwik, Ichwik, Monk's Lagoon, Anwik, Old Harbor, Nunyak, Uzinki, Uzinkak, Port Lyons, Mashikshikak. Have you heard that one? Well, we need to find somebody that's heard of that word for Port Lyons.
Where did you get that?
We've had it written down for a long time. I heard that it came from JP.
Oh, Machikshika. Well, that's what they call that bay there.
The bay that Port Lyons is in.
Yeah. That's why he probably called it that.
Probably.
Port Lyons. What did they call that bay now?
Yeah, so we need to come up with either we'll use Mashik Shechak or we'll have to come up with something else for Port Lyons before we finish this book. The Lower 48, Chamani.
Are you going to do like the bays and things like that too?
Not all of them, just because right now that would be a whole research project in its own. Okay. So I'm just using some of the ones that I just happen to have on hand. But if anybody does know ones that they really want to include, like if you've heard some that you think would be really good to put in there, then we can go ahead and get them in there. That would be good.
When you were at Afognak, did you see those placemats? I can get you one of those for Afognak. They have nice placemats of the map, all in the Aleutic.
All the things.
Really?
Yeah. No, I didn't see that.
That was really nice.
Yeah, I saw one of those. That was nice.
Wow.
I'd like one, please.
I did that with Jeff Lear and JP.
You and them.
Yeah, JP did a lot of them.
Amazing memory.
Chamani.
Chamani. Tangichnak, Woody Island. But actually, that literally means, doesn't that mean a spit of land? Tangichnak?
I remember they used to call it that, Tangichnak.
Tangichnak. Phyllis. What does Tangichnak mean?
Tangichnak, we call that a point.
A point?
Mm-hmm. A point of land, not spit.
Long spit.
Yeah, because that part of Woody Island where the village was, I guess, was on that spit long part.
Is it spit or point?
Mm-hmm. I guess a point. Because a spit could be a point, but a point can't be a spit.
A point of it.
Then the rest of this section has to do with travel. Tingoskak Teyok. There's an airplane coming. They all just arrived at the airstrip. Tkidut Mihwikman. He's coming on the airplane. Tingoskakun Teyok.
That's the same as that other one there. There is an airplane coming?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so this one is Tingoskakun via or on an airplane.
Okay.
Yeah. So this one is the plane is coming, and this one's he's coming on the plane.
So airplane is Tingoskak?
Yeah, tengelskuk is airplane.
Is airplane.
So that kun ending means via, or like he's walking down the road would be a plugun. He's walking via or down the road.
Okay.
So this is in the airplane he's coming. She's supposed to come the day after tomorrow. Unwakum yatini te kok.
Kum now means.
Kum. Well, the M is the. It's saying that the yatini is the yatini from tomorrow, which means the day after. So it's just showing those
the
two
time.
Words are related. Uh-huh. Yeah. She said that she would come. Te chik nishya.
Nishya.
And actually, it would be he or she. Mm-hmm. And same thing for the first, the one before that. Mm-hmm. He or she. We might all get weathered in. Sapuch swahagut. I am. Sapuchanga.
Sapuchanga, you weathered in.
Just misspelled there.
I'm stuck.
Weathered.
Yeah.
Sapuchanga. And this is kind of interesting because it really means it weathered me in, doesn't it? Because that hanga ending, doesn't that usually mean, like literally? Sapuchanga. Because usually it would be
it weathered me in would be.
Right?
Mama.
Sapuch stanga. Sapuch stanga. Oh, okay. That's just interesting.
The weather makes me sapuch
stanga.
It
yes.
makes me weathered in.
If you come on the stage,
I am going to go to Old Harbor. Nunyamin achikwa. They are coming back from Karluk tonight. Kalumuk. Angichikut. Oh wait, I didn't put in tonight. Akwak.
Kalunuk angichikwa akwako.
Akwaku, that's right.
How do you spell that?
I'm pretty sure I just misspelled it. Where did we have it a minute ago? A-K-G-U-A apostrophe A-Q-U. Tonight, yeah. So Kalumuk from Karluk, Angi Jigut, return they Akwaku tonight. When are you coming back? Kaku Angi Jigsit, Angi Jigsit.
Angi Jigsit.
Angi Jigsit.
Careful of that one.
Right here. Kaku angichiksit.
Angichiksit.
Is that right, Phyllis?
Kaku angichiksit.
Angichiksit.
Good, you're coming.
Angichiksit.
Nope.
Angichiksit.
Angichiksit. Angichiksit.
Angichiksit.
It does say it,
yeah.
Because our S's are
Kagu.
You could say it like a southerner if you want.
This is not English, this is
Well, I know, but Angi-chi-chit.
Angi-tik-chit.
Angi-chik-chit.
Kagu angi-tik-angi-tik-chit.
Angi-tik-chit.
Nasa wakacham angi-tik-sa.
You don't know when you're coming back.
Asa yutim kimi nasa.
I knew it as I said. I looked at that and I said, mm-mm. I already knew.
I don't know when I'm coming
when
back.
When
you
come back.
You may know.
It just has the beginning. It doesn't
yeah.
have the right ending because you have to put it on yourself when you use this. Okay. How about, no way am I going. Ahu, ahu chik ke twanga. Ahu chik ke twanga. No way am I going. Ahu chik ke twanga.
I'm never going to go.
I'm never going.
I'll never go.
I'll never go. No way am I going. I'll never go.
So this means I'll never go.
Ahu jich kei twanga. I'll never go. I remember Florence said that when the weather was bad and she was going to fly somewhere. I can't remember.
So instead of no way am I going, it's I'll never go.
Yeah.
Ahu
jich kei twanga.
Ahu jich kei twanga.
And basically it's the same meaning, but I'm trying to get as close to the literal as possible. I will go by boat to Uzinki in the morning. Unwami ewi chikwa uzin kamen.
Now tell me the men again is going away from, or going to.
Men is going to.
Going to.
Parahudakun. And ewi chikwa, isn't that go by boat all in one?
Ewi chikwa.
You said by boat there, so.
Ewi chikwa, so parahudakun.
Because you could go on an airplane too, you know.
Could you go by airplane if you said ewi chikwa, though? Or is that just, you can only be
ewi chikwa, that you're going on the skiff.
You're going
on the skiff.
Boat.
So
one.
Any kind of,
yeah.
Any kind of boat?
One, yeah.
Okay. So you could put parahudakun to clarify it.
Okay.
But if you just put ewi chikwa.
Yeah, if you just said ewi chikwa, they'd know you're going by water.
Okay.
You're going.
Yeah, you're going.
You're going on the boat.
Okay.
Or you're going on the water.
Okay.
Yeah.
But you would know, someone would know that.
Yeah, because if you're just saying, I'm going to go, you'd say, ach chikwa, I'm going. Because that's a general. And then, but ewi chikwa is. Okay, let's just finish up this section. We've got two more sentences. I want to go by car to Chinyak. Karakun ach yuchtwa
Chinyakmen.
Oh,
Chinyakmen. We add the Chinyak to
that. Oh, to that up there, yeah.
Place.
Chinyak.
Yeah. And then how about Buskin?
Buskin? I don't know if we have that name.
Yeah, that'd be Chingy Ahman.
Chingy Ahman to Chinyak.
Chinyak.
Oh, because I don't know if. Is Chinyak end with a Q or a K? Chinyak. How do you say it, Dennis?
Chinyak. Chinyakman. Chinyakman.
And then how did you say Chinyak?
Chinyak?
Yeah.
Chinyak.
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 Q. Okay. Yeah, I think it ends in a Q, but then if you're saying.
Mun in there, so it'd be Chinyak.
So if you're going by car to Chinyak, that G would become an R. If this ends in a Q, if Chinyak ends in a Q, that would be Chinyakman instead of Chinyakman.
Hardly
just
any difference,
spelling.
Yeah. Hardly any sound difference.
When you return, bring me a present. Angiskut pikiudamuk pikachtskya. When you come back, bring me a present.
Pikiudamuk pikachtskya.
Pikachtskya. So you'd say pikiutmuk instead of pikiutamuk. Okay. Would you say pikiutmuk as well, Phyllis?
Pikiutmuk or like the.
Pikiutamuk? Either one?
Okay.
All right, well, we got a lot done today.
Don't forget.
Eagle Harbor,
if
we call it at home,
yes, right. Very good.
Eagle Harbor. Ehak.